Recent deaths in Benzie County from drug overdoses have left the community stunned. The sheriff's trying to track down the sources of those drugs. One suspect was arraigned just this week on charges related to an overdose back in February. But the drug community is tight-lipped, and getting at the biggest pushers is a real challenge for law enforcement, especially under the tight budget constraints of Benzie County. IPR's Linda Steffen reports.
On an unusually warm day for April, Deputy Kyle Rosa drives his patrol car slowly through the narrow streets of downtown Beulah on the shores of Crystal Lake.
Yeah, we got some fishermen over here. Guy with shorts.
The name Beulah is a reference from the Bible, meaning something like favored or blessed, the promised land.
Tourists come up for the summer and fancy this, fancy that, and lakefront houses, and a block away, there's drug activity which leads to an overdose, even in Beulah.
Rosa says drugs are toward the top of his list of concerns in Benzie County. He's weary after a slew of recent deaths. And he also says drugs are often the root cause of theft and other crimes. But County Sheriff Ted Shandell says budget constraints hamper both enforcement and drug abuse prevention. An example, Benzie County has no school liaison officer. Hasn't in years.
Not only does it put a police officer in the school to supply or teach drug resistance programs, it opens up a dialogue between law enforcement and the kids of this community.
Shandell thinks education could curb demand for drugs.
The more you tell somebody, hey, this is bad, it's bad, it's bad, you're just hoping that somebody's going to understand that and realize that it is.
Not only does Shandell have no school liaison officer, Benzie County has even pulled back from drug enforcement in a key way. At the start of the year, it pulled out of a multi-county drug task force. The reason? Money. Shandell says he doesn't have enough deputies to cover the basics, let alone to dedicate a full-time officer to narcotics detail.
You know, when you look at areas such as Benzie County, the average is 2 officers for every 1,000 people. And we don't even have 1 officer for every 1,000. That means I would have 18 deputies. I have 10.
Shandell says at least now there's never a time when one officer is on duty alone with no backup. But he sees a real irony in his decision to pull out of the Traverse narcotics team.
I'm hoping it's a temporary situation where I can convince the Board of Commissioners that we need more deputies. That way we can return back to TNT and put an individual in there so that we, you know, have their help.
No one from TNT gives any indication to IPR that they'll stop work in Benzie County because of the move. But losing a member makes the team that much weaker, at a time when drugs are becoming a bigger and bigger problem in both Benzie and across the region. Several area sheriffs say they understand Shandell's decision given his budget constraints. But Leelanau County Sheriff Mike Borkovich also says TNT is the region's best chance at getting at the bigger players in the drug trade.
It's sort of a two-edged sword. You need the guys on the road to deal with the street problem and to react to calls. You also need the people who are entrenched in the community to stop the flow.
Borkovich agrees with Shandell. Community education is more important than ever, as prescription drug abuse has risen among young people.
It can start out with something as simple as a knee surgery that your uncle had, and he only took 2 pills, and he got a bottle of 50. And now there's 48 pills sitting in there with basically an opiate in them.
Prescription narcotics can be a gateway to the street drug heroin. It's also an opiate. It gives a similar high, and it's cheaper. In the past, heroin was rarely associated with anyone but the hardest of street addicts. Borkovich says that is not true today. He wants old prescriptions out of medicine cabinets before they're misused. And he thinks a relatively inexpensive drug take-back program can be effective. In 15 months, Leelanau County has disposed of hundreds of pounds of unwanted drugs.
At 1,000 pills per pound, think about the math on that. So, and this is stuff that's not in these kids' systems and it's not being abused. So we're pretty happy with that program.
Back in Benzie County, Sheriff Ted Shandell can't dedicate an officer to the schools, but he is hoping to start up some kind of drug prevention efforts. He senses his community is growing more impatient for solutions. But last fall, his voters also decided against spending more money on law enforcement. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Linda Steffen.